This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we pointed out some things Peter encourages us to be about in 2 Peter 3. The time of Christ's return is approaching. God wants us to be ready and to do all we can to help others get ready for that day. In answering the question, what kind of people ought we to be, he declares clearly, you ought to live holy and godly lives, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. We ought to be set apart from the world while living in it. There should be something distinctively different in and about us. Others should see that what motivates us is our desire to see God glorified in us and in all we do. There should be an aura of peace about us and a clear sense that God is present in our lives. When studying and sharing God's Word, we should do so with humility and grace, always being careful not to distort the Scriptures or listen to others who do. We should be the ones others turn to when they don't know where to turn or who to rely on. In short, we should make the most of every day God gives us because it might be our last. In the words of Peter, verses 17 and 18, therefore, dear friends, since you already know this, be on your guard so that you may not be carried away by the error of lawless men and fall from your secure position, but grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. I trust these studies in 2 Peter have been helpful and challenging to you. If they have, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Golds, Novelty, Ohio, 44072, or do it through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.